And one of the things that I want you to know is that we're also having a, we're focusing and highlighting some of our students. Our students are different, and they are not like the students at the University of Florida or Miami or Tallahassee or anywhere else. They are ours. And so we've selected two last week to tell their story to the Board of Governors. And I've selected two to remind you, in the flesh, real students who are making their lives better with us. The first one is Timothy Jones. He, 2 years ago, he was a homeless military veteran. After enlisting in the Navy out of high school, he was stationed in Japan. He was honorably discharged after the loss of a fellow sailor and another traumatic experience. He came back to Graceville. Graceville's even smaller than Bonifay. And he later moved to Pensacola, where he found a job and started to move up. But some unfortunate events happened to him. Life happens that ultimately caused him to lose his job and lose his home. But today he is a junior at UWF with a bright future. He's pursuing a degree in communication arts. He's actively involved in UWF Men, Empowerment Network, Students, Veterans of America, and the Military and Veterans Resource Center. And he recently received the USA Presidential Award for volunteerism. Timothy, if you would come up and tell a bit of your story to your people.
Good morning. So I'm not supposed to be here right now. I'm the statistic that everyone talks about. I'm the student veteran that struggled with PTSD. I'm also below the poverty line. And dare I not say I was lost. For 12 years, I lived a life of, I wasn't there, I was asleep. And it happened 2 years ago when I entered the Volunteers of America program that I began to wake up, because I lost the trust in myself, I lost the trust in the community, and I lost the trust in the world and humanity. And I did not know how to eloquate what I was feeling, because I thought I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what it was. It wasn't until I met a young lady, her name was Brucey Oles, who told me, "I know how to help you." It was the first time that I opened up the ability to trust again, to trust in myself, and trusted that, okay, I'm going to trust her. She's from my hometown. She's not going to let me down. And I began going to the VA. And then I told, for the first time in over a decade, what transpired in Japan. That was the hardest part of my life at that moment. It was also the first time that someone said, "We know what's wrong with you, and we're going to help you." Being able to trust is the hardest thing, has been the hardest thing and the hardest road. I would blame the world for my issues, for my mistakes, for my problems. In that moment, I had a moment of clarity where I was able to look at myself in the mirror and take the accountability route of, okay, now this is my problem, this is where I sat, but I can trust into the VA, into the system of the VA, that they're going to help me. And upon doing that, a bit of a transformation happened. I began to wake up, I began to dream again. I told my mom at 13 years old that I was going to do three things. I'm going to travel the world, I'm going to go to Japan, I'm going to have some problems, and then I'm going to be rich. yeah. My mom said, "Well, son, I don't know how you're going to go to Japan. And I don't know about the rich part. But we'll see." And she challenged me. At 18 years old, I joined the Navy. And I joined the Navy and I couldn't swim, so I had to live with that also. But I got the opportunity to choose my duty station, and Japan was my first choice. So at 19 years old, I'm in Japan. I love that phone call to my mom. "Mom, I've accomplished step one." Step two was hard, but I'm in step three here at Life at UWF. being a college student was an afterthought for me for a long, long time. And when I picked up that phone call, and called the UWF, I was amazed at the level of love and care that I was given. I was amazed that I felt at home. I was also homeless. So finding a home was very important to me. It meant more to me than anything. I wanted a place where I felt comfortable, where I was going to thrive, and that I was going to be seen and not judged. Upon walking the halls of UWF, I was amazed at the Argos, walking the halls, determined, stepping into the greatness, stepping into who they are, following their dreams and passion, and it gave me the strength to share my story, to say, I was a homeless veteran. Right now I'm a homeless veteran and I'm scared. And then the level of love and outpouring of support that was poured into me gave me more than anything that I could ever imagine. I struggled my first semester at UWF. And it was that struggle that made me allow me to look into the eyes of the fellow students to say, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. And in the spring I did that. I excelled. I went from failing a course to being on the dean's list because I wanted to show this university how much I love and appreciate each and every one of you. I wanted to show my professors that I'm not my mistakes. A mistake is just a second take. We all have another one, and I'm going to take it. From there, I wanted to give back, and I discovered Men's Empowerment Network and Dr. LaDuff to mentor our incoming freshmen. And I challenge you, if you're a male on this campus and you're seeking involvement, please seek out UWF Men and the campus liaisons. It is an amazing initiative by this university. UWF has opened so many doors of opportunity to me, UWF Men being one of them. I'm from a homeless veteran, on the board of directors of the Gulf Coast African American Chamber of Commerce to help minority businesses seek their economic development. And I'm honored at that opportunity, and it's an opportunity that UWF provided for me. I had another opportunity to engage with a mentor of mine, Mr. Philip Brashear, who is the son of Master Chief Carl Brashear, the first African American Navy Master Diver of the Navy. The Military Veterans and Resource Center, I said, I had this idea, I think we can do this. And they poured their support into me and said, let's get this done. And I'm honored to say that he is a proud mentor and a lover of UWF that simply just said, I can and I will. And he challenged me to do better, to continuously improve, to continuously give back to this community. UWF means everything to me. My life is radically different than when it was when I entered. Dr. Monica Beck, I have to give her a shout out because I took her course and for business and professional communications, and I told her I wanted to be an inspirational speaker. I wanted to stand on my story, not stand in it anymore. And she gave me the instruction that just was like, you're going to be amazing. You're going to do this and this and that. Just work on this. And it gave me the confidence that I'm able to stand here before you today. And then I also have to give a shout out to Julie Young. She's a development coordinator, and she was amazing. Her belief in my abilities gave me, she gave me an anchor to anchor my ship here at UWF. Every day she said, Tim, you're amazing, you're gonna do great, sharing your story is amazing, you're proud, and I thank those ladies. I actually salute those two ladies because they make UWF. The future of this university, I've been asked, what do I think the future of this university is? And I say it's extremely bright because each and every one of the faculty, each and every one of the students, are stepping into their greatness. I love that term because it is so bold for me. And it means a lot. What does it mean to step in your greatness? It means to stand here before each and every one of you, sharing parts of my life that I didn't think I'd be able to even face. And not only do I face them, I overcome them. And that is the motto of UWF. We face our adversity, we overcome our adversity, and we do that as one university, one campus, one family, and one home. And I'm here to tell you that I'm no longer a homeless veteran. I am a veteran with two homes. One of those homes is now the University of West Florida, and I thank you.
Timothy, we're proud to have you. We are. Now I want to introduce another and final student, Santana Majors. She's a pre-professional biology major, hard major, and will be the first person in her family to receive a college degree. Today, Santana is an asset to UWF's Greek life as well as biology program. She serves on the Pan-Hellenic Council Executive Board, also a member of the Order of Omega, the Greek Honor Society, and Alpha Epsilon Delta, the Biology Honor Society. Following her graduation, Santana is applying to medical school and to pursue your dream of becoming an anesthesiologist. Santana, come up.
So when I attended orientation the summer before my first year here at UWF, I really honestly knew nothing about this campus. I decided to attend here actually because UWF offered me a full tuition scholarship. At first, orientation was really overwhelming. I remember driving on campus and all the students were cheering and yelling the UW chants, but it started to remind me of home. I'm from a really small town, and the school spirit and the home spirit really made me feel like I felt here. I just should be here. When I first started classes, I wanted to go home every weekend because I missed my family and friends. I didn't really have the drive to get involved, but that changed soon after. Throughout my time here at UWF, I've gotten involved in many things, including Greek life, as well as things within my major. And I've learned time management skills, I've learned how to be a leader, and all of this I owe to UWF. Though all of my professors and advisors here at UWF have made an impact on my experience, one that really stands out is Dr. Kavner. I don't know if you guys know him, but I'm sure Dr. Huggins does. He is a professor that really got me involved in cell biology. My first year in the pre-professional biology program, I went to talk to him about an upcoming exam to make sure that I was studying the right material. He reached out to me after that and got me involved in the Medical Advising Committee. It's a board of doctorates in the pre-professional biology program who help you and aid you in applying for med school. After that, he started advising me on MCAT study material and ways to reach out to medical schools, and he's guided me through all that experience as well. I've also been led by great leaders in my Greek experiences in Alpha Delta Pi and through serving on Pan-Hellenic. When I graduate, I'm taking a year to work for my headquarters for my Alpha Delta Pi and travel throughout the country and start and work with the different chapters and mentor the sisters just like I've been mentored by mine. Some people may believe that by attending a regional university such as the University of West Florida that you're not going to get as high of a quality education, but I strongly disagree. I feel like the small class sizes and the more one-on-one interaction with your professors is actually a better education. When people ask me why they should attend UWF, I tell them that they're not choosing an established university, but a university that is growing, a university that they can grow with as well. When you come to college, it's important that you experience a place that you can learn from. And the interesting thing about UWF is that they're learning from you at the same time. You're not going to be one in 500. Your professors are going to treat you like an individual and like you're very important, because you are. When I leave UWF, the legacy I want to leave is that you can do it all. When you come to college, people tell you you have to learn to balance a triangle: social life, academics, and being a student, like an involved student. But I've managed, because of UWF, to make it a square. I manage all three of these things and I work full time. And this I owe to UWF. So thank you, UWF, for giving me the chance to follow my dreams, and thank you, UWF, for making me I am UWF.
I know I'm running long. Everybody's looking at their watch, and they're getting hungry, and I'll wrap this up pretty quick, I promise. Thank you, Santana and Timothy. Thank you. I want to talk about the improvement plan and how we're going to get off the bottom. All right, we created a comprehensive, our improvement plan says we would, and we have, a comprehensive centralized unit for student support services. We call it University College. We've done it. We increased the number of full-time faculty members and academic advisors. Provost and her team is hiring 18 new faculty members and is searching for 3 new advisors, and developed new policies on progress to degree and attendance. We're going to get our money back, folks. Don't worry. Now, the next thing is, what are we focusing on to raise our points? Not just to get our money back, but to raise our point score. Number one, retention. We focused on retention, 6-year graduation rate, excess hours. Telling our story doesn't get us points, but it's important, as you just heard. But those 3 metrics, the top 3 bullets, are the ones we've been focusing every waking hour on. And I have some good news. Last year, at the metric town hall, when they hit us with that, 6-year graduation rate, 2007 freshmen, first time in college, full-time freshmen. Back in 2007, they entered us. How many have graduated in 6 years? Well, we said, let's find out how many are still enrolled in school. How many have graduated, they're gone. People transferred, they're gone. But how many are left right here? And they're 6-year students, 6-year seniors, or more, no, or less. So what we did is everyone, faculty members, advisors, financial aid offices, deans, got on the phone and called every one of those 95 students and said, what will it take for you to graduate by the end of the summer of 14? Need a course, been waiting on it forever, it's never offered, all right? Got it offered. I need to have a directed study. I need money. Financial aid gave them money. What will it take? And sometimes we got their parents instead of them on the phone, and they said, man, what a nice call. Thanks for caring. And their students graduated. Translation, we have raised our 6-year graduation rate. Notice I put that in the past tense. It is over. We've gone from 42% to 50%. We are going to get 5 points for that. No matter what, we are going to have 26 points, and we will not lose a dime next year. So that's good. We found a way, with no money, taking our time, reaching out, and doing it. Now, I want to talk to you about accreditation. It has been said that our accreditation is in jeopardy. Well, folks, it is not. Dottie Minear has led a team of 16 people, 16 teams full of people, and they have produced something called the compliance certification. We call it the self-study. It's also on a jump drive. It's totally linked and interlinked. It is in. It is good. Now, our provost has sat on the executive council of the SACS board. She has looked at hundreds of these, and she told me in private, this is the best report she has ever read. We are fine on accreditation. We are going to be reaffirmed. This is an excellent start, so don't you dare worry about that. We're looking forward to them coming to campus. So I want to thank you. Our success is up to us. UWF is getting on people's radar. We have huge challenges with caps on tuition and fees, bonding's getting harder, public-private partnerships are getting harder, our base funding more and more is at risk every year. Rapid changes are difficult, There are different points of view, but we owe it to our students, to our community, and to their families to resolve our differences, to work together and pull forward. I will listen to the faculty, and I will do all that I can. I will tell you, divided, we will fail. United, we will succeed and move forward. It is our responsibility to stop divisiveness and to use the processes that we have to resolve our differences and work together. It has saved us in the past. It will save us in the future. Our students deserve peace. Our students deserve to have a university with a good reputation. We need to resolve our differences, and we will. It is our responsibility as members of this institution and of our communities to make it better, to work together, because we know it works. I know I went long. Thank you very much. Let's go eat some barbecue.